Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Vera in St. Paul. Vera writes, I left the South and moved in with my daughter last year. 6 months ago, I met a wonderful man and I moved in with him. My daughter is still mad because she thought she would have a babysitter. Am I wrong for choosing a man over the kids?
Well, you're doing a lot of moving.
Right?
You know. You're just moving up, left the South, then you went up North. Then you moved in again. I just think you need to pay attention to your decisions. That's a lot of moving. You're an unstable employee. There's a lot of companies won't hire you if you had so many moves on your record. I didn't get hired by Allstate once because I had moved too many times in a 3-year period, and they thought that showed instability. So you might want to be careful about all this moving and stuff. But to tell your daughter to have an open mind, because you'll be back. Yeah, you don't even know this dude.
They may not work out.
She'll be back. You'll be over there babysitting like the baby won't.
You know, all play on.
All right, Miss Vera. Moving on to Kennard in Memphis. Kennard says, I met a woman that has two left feet and I love to dance. I love to watch black and white movies and she hates them. I love seafood and she has a shellfish allergy. But it's the best lovemaking I've ever had. Should I overlook the other stuff?
Nope. Get out, dog. See, let me tell you something about that good lovemaking. Mm-hmm. It's good long as you're making love, but the rest of them 23 hours, you got to deal with all this here. She can't dance. She can't eat nothing. And I hear the part you left out for sure.
What?
She crazy. You left that out.
There is not. No, it's not in there. She just can't dance, and she doesn't like the same movies he likes.
If you can't dance, you don't like movies. You can't eat
black
a lot
and white
of food,
movies. Yeah.
You crazy. Well, that's how I know she crazy. Because first of all, I don't like black and white movies.
What?
Ain't I crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, sure.
I don't like black and white movies. Now, I can dance.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am allergic to spiny lobster.
Oh,
I can eat Maine lobster, but I am allergic to spiny lobster.
Okay.
Spiny lobster.
Yes, spiny lobster.
Yeah, I don't care what they got. They can have that. My whole mouth be itching.
Yeah. All right, so you and this guy wouldn't get along either. You and Kennard wouldn't get along.
Well, surely me and Kennard do not.
Yeah, you wouldn't get along. All right, moving on to Joyce.
I'm this hill, so there's no chance of me and Kennard.
Moving on to Joyce in Bedford City.
No chance of me and a Leonard. None of those are possible with me. No, I don't give a damn.
None of the
Nards. We are. I don't give a damn if you play golf, like cigars, and like riding in the country.
Well, Joyce in Bedford City says, I joined the finance committee at church. My husband claims I'm on the committee because my ex-husband is on the committee. I told my husband that we should find a new church after we got married, but he said no. Should I not be active at church because my new husband is insecure about my ex?
Well, I don't know how y'all hooked all this up. Y'all at the same church, just laying around and leaving each other and staying together and
counting money together,
praising the Lord together.
Big old Christian community, I don't. You in that counting money? How you doing today? Well, how you doing? Everything going all right? What are you trying to ask me about my husband? Stuff like that.
Yeah,
they in that talking, dog. So I don't know what to tell you. You said get a new church. He said no. Let me tell you why he said no.
Okay, why?
He don't want to look like he got the girl and he running from the dude. But now he's standing there, and now the dude and the ex work together.
Oh, it's an ego issue with him. Okay.
He need to get on the committee.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Junior?
He need to get on the committee then.
It ain't no more open. Now, I'll tell you what, the three of us ain't fitting to be sitting around talking about. Oh, damn.
She's just saying, you know, it's about service with her. She wants to be active at her church.
Well, you know, that's what the whole problem is. It's about service with her.
That's the issue.
That's the whole problem.
That's the whole issue.
Yeah, next question, Sharon.
Last one, Steve. This is from Rika in Aurora. Rika says, I have a 5-year-old niece that acts like she's 30 years old. She makes up stories and no one believes she's lying but me. She told her mom that her daddy has a girlfriend and she is white with an afro. My sister is stressing out and following her husband around. Would I be wrong to discipline her child for her?
Oops. That baby's seen something. That baby's seen something.
Yeah.
But the white lady with the afro, though, that's what you need.
Maybe some of his light skin.
That's descriptive right there.
But that's going to be easy to find, though. You know. Because the real white lady hair don't really flow up. You need to find out who this little high yellow heifer is. That's what it is. And there ain't no white girl. The baby just don't know. But we come in vanilla, you know. We do come in vanilla just like we come in double dog. We do.
Double dog.
The finest chick I ever saw in my life was dog. Lord.
Stupid. What?
Ooh. Father loves this double dog girl in Cleveland. Patricia Porter. Oh, Lord, Ember.
So should the auntie, she's asking, should she discipline the child for her sister?
No, you're going to get jumped on.
Yeah, don't do that.
That little 5-year-old just be lying. But some of this stuff is true, though. But see, once you tell so many lies, you don't know. See, and when I was a child, I had that imagination because I was creative and I didn't have nowhere to go with it. Uh-huh. That's when lying first started.
Yeah.
I perfected it then and learned how to lie just under dire circumstances.
Yeah, and you're so good at it. We could see it's a long-standing tradition. You've been doing it for a while.
Man, give it in a heartbeat. What you
effortlessly.
Job interviews, court. I'm talking about under pressure.
This lady all over town looking for a white afro.
White girl with an afro. She running up all the white targets. Why is she mad at
all it is, and see, but she wrong. She don't know. It's just a light-skinned sister that baby over there. Before she pressed her hair out, she come out that shower. You're just light-skinned girl. That's all it is.
All right. Thank you, CLO. I love her.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.